السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. Since the beginning of Ramadan we have been discussing this verse of the Holy Quran Sharif in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala covers various aspects of our deen. With regards to the background to its revelation, we have discussed the changing of the Qibla and other aspects. So let us look a little deeper into this verse. Of course, it cannot do justice even if we have to speak from now till next Ramadan, taking each item. But just a broad outline that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not righteousness that you turn your faces towards the east or west. That is not the only thing of righteousness. Righteousness is that you believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you believe in the last day, wal yawmil akhir, you believe in his angels, or the person believes in the books of Allah ta'ala and the nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he gives out of his wealth, ala hubbihi, in spite of his love for that wealth, he gives, or in love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala he gives, to his family members, to the orphans, to the masakeen, to the wayfarer, to those who beg, and in trying to get freedom for the slaves, purchasing their freedom. He establishes salat, gives zakat, they fulfill the promise when they make the promise, and they are very, very patient in difficulties, in suffering, and at the time of battle. Allah Ta'ala says, they are the one who are truthful. In other words, they are the true Muslims, and they are the ones whom we can say are muttaqi. We know that fasting has been prescribed, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become muttaqi. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us that just one or two things of Islam if you have in your life, it doesn't make you muttaqi. If you want to claim to be muttaqi, and if you want to enjoy the fruits of taqwa, then you have to have all these things. The fundamental principles of Islam, the fundamental teachings of Islam, or the basic teachings of Islam, every person should know. And it covers his aqaid, it covers his worship, it covers his dealings, and covers so many other aspects. So here the first thing is that the person believes in Allah. Now believing in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the question arises that how do you believe when you do not see Allah ta'ala? This is the first question that they ask you when you're talking to a non-Muslim or the person doesn't believe in Allah ta'ala. Then he says that how do you believe in someone that you don't see? Because science always wants tangible proof for everything. So we want to see something, we want to see Allah to believe in him. It's exactly what Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people told Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that we want to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it is obvious and clear that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot be seen with our eyes in this world. There are many, many things that we don't see, but we believe in. Why do we believe in? On the authority of somebody else. Many things we believe. Why? Because a certain specialist said that, a certain researcher said that, a certain professor said that, a certain person made investigation and he came to certain conclusions. He looked through the telescope, he looked through some other instruments, and then he gave us some information and we believe in it. In the atmosphere there are so many things we can't see with our eyes, but we believe because there are other instruments which you can use to see what is in the atmosphere. So like that, there are so many things that we believe in, but yet we don't see with our eyes. Now we can go on explaining this, but there's no time for all that. So you want to get to know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so you cannot see Allah ta'ala. But you can see the qudrat of Allah ta'ala, the signs of Allah ta'ala in his creation. To recognize Allah ta'ala, you must ponder, you must look into the creation of Allah Ta'ala and you will see Allah Ta'ala. With the eyes of your heart you will see Allah Ta'ala. Just a very simple example. which I have given many places, and that is of the thumb. That if you want to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat, besides so many other things that are in our body, but one of the things that you look at is the thumb. That no two persons' thumb impressions are the same. Now this is a scientifically proven fact, and now they even say that no two persons' iris of the eye is the same. And so many other things they will come up with very soon. Now if a mother has got 10 children, now which person informs the mother that there is already a child in this world with this thumbprint? So therefore the next one that's coming in this world must not come with a similar thumbprint. In the darkness of the mother's stomach, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives this thumbprints, gives heart, liver, lungs, eyes. Now if a person says it's all natural, natural, so then we'll say that that person should go to the asylum. We don't have any argument for such people, because there must be some power. Which factory do we know of that runs in the darkness, that no lights required, in the darkness that whole factory runs? And the person doesn't even know what's happening there in that factory. The mother doesn't even know when, what is being formed inside the stomach. Yet no two persons are coming to this world with the same thumbprint. What a qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. If you give somebody a space, a piece of paper the size of the thumb, and tell the person to draw designs on it, how many designs can that person draw? But yet no two children are coming with the same thumbprints. So you are looking for Allah Ta'ala's, you're looking for Allah Ta'ala, so look for Him in His creation. Now this is just one part of the creation. Then again, if we take the soul, we say the person died. What happened? The soul left the body. Now where was the soul? Where was the soul in the body? Because everything else is there, the heart, the liver, the lungs. We will say the heart stopped beating, this happened, that happened. But why did it happen? Because the soul left the body. Until then it was beating. So that this soul was every way in the body of the person. The contact of that soul may have been to a greater degree with the hair, with the brain, with the heart, and to a lesser degree with the hair and with the nails. But because of that soul, the nails were growing, the hair was growing, and the whole body was functioning. Now the soul left. Now what is the color of the soul? The person says no color. Where was the soul? It was everywhere. So just like that, you look for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's signs. And again that same beautiful example of the sugar cane. That go and dig a piece of ground, or go and dig around some sugar cane. Wherever the sugar cane is planted, just around there, where there is no sugar cane, dig there. And when we dig there, has anybody found sugar in the sand? If that was the case, what was the need to plant the sugar cane? We should just take some sand and take it to the factory and take out sugar from there. But there's no sugar in the sand. And when the person plants what we see with our eyes as bamboo sticks, then in that bamboo stick Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts sweetness. Now millions or billions of tons of sugar has been used throughout the world. Yet nobody has found sugar in the sand. Now who is it that puts sweetness into cane, sweetness into wood? Now if you want to look for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then look for Him there. Look at the fish. The different colors of the fish. And where do they lay their eggs? In the water. Who is it that protects it from destruction? And all the different colors. Has anybody seen those colors in the water? But look at the beautiful fish. Different colors, different kinds. Then the animals. Everything that you look at, take the mango seed. Now just that one mango seed, when you plant it, it grows into a tree and you get a million mangoes. Now if somebody has to say that in this one mango seed there are a million mangoes, we'll say you are stupid, you are foolish. If we take one watermelon seed and we say there are another million seeds in the air, the person will say, you're mad. And yet when it is planted and it grows, and you find so many seeds come into that watermelon, where did it come from? Sometimes you take an apple or you take a guava or you take some fruit, and there is a worm that is inside the life and it's wriggling around. Now from where did that worm come into that? It didn't come from the outside. Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala you will find everywhere. Now if you explain this properly in detail, if a person is not prejudiced and not biased, and as I always say, he has got his sinuses unclogged, then inshallah he will come to the conclusion that there is a creator of the universe. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala exists. We can't see him with our eyes in this world. But all this ibadah, zikr, tilawat, obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what we are doing, it is so that we develop these eyes to see our Allah Ta'ala in Jannat. Nowadays with the new methods of operation, it's very quick. The person goes for a cataract operation, he goes in the morning and within a few hours he's home. But I remember in our childhood days, when my grandmother went for a cataract operation, then for a couple of days she had the bandage over her eyes. They used to take them in and they used to do the operation and keep them for a few days, and then they used to get better. So the bandage is over the eyes for a few days after the operation. Why? So that that eye may be now able to see. So that is exactly our situation, that in this world there is an operation that is being done. Our eye is being prepared by means of this namaz, roza, zakat, hajj and all our ibadat and our charities and our fulfillment of the rights, hukukullah and hukukul ibad. Our eyes of the heart are being built up. And then that, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we enter into Jannat, then now we will have the istidad, we will have the power and the ability to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I cannot help again with that beautiful couplet coming to my mind. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki mehraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki mehraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. That veil which is covering our beloved Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be removed. Ha! The people in Jannat will now see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with the naked eyes. So that is the place that our eyes will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, inshallah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgive us our sins and enter us into Jannat without any reckoning, so that we can see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, "Man amana billah." The person must have a very, very firm belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Not just the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's existence. Unfortunately, these days what we have is the knowledge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does exist. Now that kind of knowledge is not sufficient. Knowledge many others also have that Allah Ta'ala exists. But when we say fire burns, then we don't only have the knowledge that fire burns. If you say that fire burns, then it is our inner conviction that it burns. If there is fire that is burning, then we don't put our hand in there purposely, because we believe, truly believe, that if we're going to put our hand into that fire, it's going to burn our hand. So therefore we are not going to do that. Now if a person has that kind of belief that my Allah is watching, my Allah is hearing, my Allah is knowing, so then he is not going to commit those sins that he is persistent with. At present we are persistent, we just go on committing sins, and we say Allah Ta'ala is existing. So what kind of belief is that in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's existence, that it is not restraining us from indulging in haram? It is not making us do those things which Allah Ta'ala has ordered. then that is just a vague knowledge. What is required is Iman Billah with firm conviction that indeed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is existing, and He is existing with all His sifat. The little child in class 1, grade 1, we teach them, or long before that the mother is told to teach them. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. I have believed in Allah as He is with all His names and qualities, and I have accepted all His orders. Now that child of 3 years of age, which orders he accepted? That child of 2.5, 3 years of age, the mother is saying, say amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. Now which orders has that child accepted? But from that age the child is being taught that as you grow and when you become of age, then all these orders of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will become incumbent upon you to obey. So from now the training is given that I have believed in Allah as He is with all His sifats and qualities. Now sifat of Allah is that He is all seeing. Sifat of Allah is that He is all hearing. Sifat of Allah is that He is all knowing. So now when the person is going to believe like that, he is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, will he commit fraud? Will he commit adultery? Will he gamble? Because straight away something that will restrain him is that my Allah is watching. And that is the kind of belief that is required. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. Once we are going to get this kind of yaqeen in our hearts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's existence, true and firm belief. Some time back one of the persons who was studying at the university, one Muslim lady, she phoned and she said that I want to marry a certain non-Muslim person. And I don't see what is wrong with it. He's a lecturer at the university. And he believes in a God. So I don't see why there should be an objection. Now you can see that she says that he believes in a God. So I had to explain to her that just belief in a God is not sufficient. A God many people believe in. Even the kuffar. So who sends down the rain? They say Allah. Or God sends it down. So that kind of belief is not sufficient. And the whole explanation had to be given to her that what do we mean when we say that you have to believe in a God or believe in Allah. So that is the first part that we have just touched upon. Otherwise, believing in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a subject which we can go on discussing. Look at the Quran Sharif. How many places, wa min ayatihi, from the signs of Allah, from the signs of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems that the ummah is facing at large. The reason and the cause of which is this, that we have accepted parts of the Quran Sharif's teachings and rejected other parts. When it suits our nafs, we accept it, and when it doesn't suit our nafs, then we will look for some fatwa from some distant part of the world to suit our taste, and we will say, no, there is a big difference of opinion amongst the ulama with regards to this issue, so therefore we are following a certain alim who's in some other part of the world. But we know deep down in our hearts that what we are doing is totally wrong, it is not Islamically correct, it is haram, it's forbidden. But because we don't have this yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's existence as we should have, therefore we take it very lightly. This month of Ramadan is to develop taqwa, and in this ayat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that the person who has all these qualities which we are going to discuss, then that person is muttaqi. May Allah bless me too and bless you and the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.